What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking about this gun bill. It's passed the House of Representatives, heading to the Senate. It's a concealed carry reciprocity law, which basically says that if you have a concealed carry permit in your home state, other states that you travel to will have to respect that. And gun rights advocates are saying this is a good thing. But the problem is, there are a lot of additions to the bill that people weren't paying attention to. And there was a last-minute change that could substantially increase the number of Americans that are banned from buying guns at all. And if it's passed, things like having an unpaid traffic ticket could prevent you from having a gun, which I think is just silly. So they're trying to get this gun bill passed and make it look like it's something that's good for gun owners, but in reality, it's very, very restrictive. Now, taking a step back to the breaking story about the FBI and the investigation into Hillary's email server, apparently over at the Wall Street Journal, columnist Kimberly Strassel is saying that Mueller, the Justice Department, and the FBI are not helping the lawmakers probe of Fusion GPS and the Trump dossier. That's obstruction of justice. And so is that non-disclosure agreement that the FBI had a watchdog agency sign saying they would not share information with Congress. That's obstruction of justice. So this is getting really serious here. And this is what the corporate media ought to be reporting on. And of course, you know, applause for Tucker Carlson for getting it on out there. But it's starting to come apart. Let's take a phone call now. Mateus in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Michael. I was, have a few things. One, I was wondering, when do you think would be appropriate to change the name from Washington Compost to Washington Postmortem?
As soon as the money runs out.
Yeah, it's getting there. And I can't help but notice this really glaring connection between this whistleblower 20-year story and then the Hillary Clinton story, and they're both related to classified documents going places that they shouldn't. It's like, wait a second, because it's so close. Like, can't we see that, oh, okay, this, what, so are we going to put Hillary away for 20 years? Anyway, the main thing I wanted to say is...
Well, they're not going to put Hillary away for 20 years. The Clintons, and for that matter, the Bushes, are protected by the Central Intelligence Agency because Hillary has already made it clear. If she goes down, she's going to take as many people down with her as she possibly can. And I'm sure that she's got her dead man switches set up all over the country so that nothing unfortunate will happen to her. But that's why everybody's trying to protect the Clintons, because what they're really protecting is that narcocracy at the heart of our government. And it's a very, very difficult position for them to be in, having to go along with Hillary. You would think somebody who had that kind of involvement in something that nefarious would want to keep a low profile, but the Clintons have never been that way. They'll never be in arrest. The worst that might happen is that the Clintons might decide to retire to some country without extradition. But I'm not expecting to see Hillary get arrested. What I would like to see happen is for the IRS to revoke the tax-exempt status of the Clinton Foundation because it doesn't meet the requirement of being a tax-exempt charity. They didn't spend the necessary percentage of their wealth on truly charitable causes. And that would make the Clintons personally liable for all of those accumulated taxes.
Yeah, they have to spend 51%. They've spent like more like 3 to 5%.
Yes.
Just my last point here is my theory that the deep state, whatever that is that we're referring to, is nonpartisan. That's the theory I've got here. And they are pulling this, a lot of the levers and strings of rigging the elections. And because they're nonpartisan and because part of their objective is to uphold this illusion of democracy so that we don't riot in the streets and demand democracy, they make sure that if the Democrats get into too much trouble, that they don't get completely destroyed. They rig elections. They put in some senators that shouldn't be there, you know. So when we're seeing these rigged elections and these questionable situations where, oh, wow, a surprise miracle, a Democrat takes over a Republican election, and it's obvious election fraud, it's that same theory that they don't want any one party to be destroyed, because then we're going to be like a communist, like red communist China or red communist Soviet Union, and then they're worried that we're not going to put up with that. So what do you think?
No, we wouldn't. Because, you know, Nazi Germany was a one party country as well. I think there's another mechanism you need to be aware of. The deep state, the narcocracy, thrive in the darkness. They don't want to be seen. And so as a result, they're not out there trying to control absolutely everything that's out there. They only come on out and exert influence when they feel they really need to make a change. And I think what's going on with our election system is the deep state, the narcocracy, are for the most part willing to let senators and representatives fight it out for the elections, and they just wait to see who wins, and then they compromise that winner. In the case of what happened down in Alabama, I think this was fully a Democratic operation. It smacks of the same tactics we saw Hillary using last year to get rid of Bernie Sanders. And so it's a multi-level power structure. And we only see up to the level of president, and we don't see the levels above that because they don't want to be seen.
Well, the people that are counting the votes, I don't really think that's Hillary counting the votes or any one particular corrupt politician. That's more of like a larger conspiracy, a larger control, deep state, centralized. The people that are somehow have managed to control the electronic voting mass, like central switch through crossover computers where they can actually fudge everything. Those are the people that are rigging the elections. And to me, that's more like, they've got the large view of, like, don't let this turn into a one-party country, because then we won't be able to have this illusion. But anyway, that's the theory. And just the last thing about what you were saying about we're allowed to be tested on with biological, that what is wrong with us? Like, why are we not surrounding all of our local government buildings peacefully, demanding that law to be changed? Why, we should be having mass protests. We should have a mass nationwide strike until they change the books to say that it's illegal to be testing biological weapons on us. I've read the law. It says it's illegal to do it unless, and it means that it's totally legal. Like, they're treating us like complete livestock. Like, this is ridiculous. What is wrong with us? What is wrong with
us?
What's
wrong with us is that,
why are we tolerating this?
Well, because the vast majority of Americans don't know what's going on. It's certainly not something that the corporate media is ever going to dare report. In fact, it took a lot of work to track down just how many times the U.S. government has gone ahead and tested biological weapons on American citizens. There are some examples that did get made public. Remember the Tuskegee syphilis study, where they infected these men and they just wanted to see what the disease would do if it was never treated. And they let these guys just sort of rot away, even after a cure for syphilis had been found, and ended the whole idea of saying we need to know what happens in the extreme cases of the disease, because there were no more extreme cases. There was a cure. That's a classic example. And there was that incident over San Francisco. There was another one where they were dropping simulated anthrax into the New York subways. And this stuff goes on all the time. But most Americans don't know about it because the corporate media is keeping us distracted with
stopping it. The reason that we're not having mass protests is because we don't have enough percentage of the population aware of it. Okay, I understand that. And then the part that of the population that is aware of it, we feel like we're too small to safely do something about it, that will just be picked off. I guess that's what the situation is. And we're just, we've been taken over by criminals, by mass murdering, pedophile, drug running, gun running, mafia crime boss families. Like, just like in Colombia,
yes,
these narco drug families, it's the same thing except more sophisticated and like more well dressed and more lies. That like if you came home and your house was just taken over by thugs, what are you going to do? Are you just going to like move into the basement suite? That's what we're doing. We recognize that our countries have been taken over, and it's not just the states. It's Canada. It's many countries are like this. We realize that we're being taken over by criminals, and we just sit down.
Well, we're taught, you know, in school that, you know, a corrupt politician is an unusual occurrence, and we can rest assured that the system will work to deal with them, as they did in the case of Richard Nixon. But clearly, that's not the case, and we're seeing a demonstration of this right now, where now it's documented with written records that the FBI was interfering, was protecting Hillary during the email investigation. They were working to undermine, sabotage Congress oversight responsibilities. That's obstruction of justice, and so
organized crime in our government. The FBI is organized crime. They're mass murdering, drug running, gun running criminals. They're guilty of conspiracies that would give them multiple consecutive hundreds and hundreds of years of life sentences if they were brought to justice for all these crimes they've been doing. It's so frustrating.
Yes, it is. It just seems it's very frustrating.
So what is the solution? Other than
my solution, solution is to simply go on educating and informing people. And it's working. The audience numbers for the TV news media are in decline. The audience numbers for the independent media are continuing to grow. And that's why the government is trying to find some way they can just arbitrarily shut us all down and find a way around that First Amendment. And they've now co-opted the social media to impose censorship to keep certain things from getting out to the American people. But it really is not going to work, because in the former Soviet Union, the Soviet citizens were educating themselves and sharing information with nothing more than fax machines. And push comes to shove, we would do exactly the same thing here. But they can't shut down the internet completely.
People are aware of the 100th monkey, where the monkeys were washing their coconuts on these islands, and then all of a sudden, a certain critical number of them were doing the same thing, and then all the monkeys on these different islands are washing their coconuts, and it's kind of a phenomenon called the 100th monkey. It's a similar analogy for a nuclear bomb, where you have a critical mass, you have two separated amounts of the explosive, and you put them together, it reaches critical mass, it detonates. So hopefully with the education of the general public, like me and all your listeners, hopefully we're reaching a critical mass soon, which we could have a kind of unexpected, positive, very fast effect of a dramatic change for the better. So I do agree with you that the thing to do is to spread information. And so you're doing the best case scenario for the greater good that you could be doing, and we're helping you. So I'll just leave it at that. Thank you very much, Michael. Have a great day.
Well, thank you very much, and certainly thank you for all the help in helping to spread this information out to other people, because you're right. At some point, there'll be a watershed moment where the American people are really going to wake on up and say, wow, this country is not what I was told it was when I was in school. It's not the country the TV news keeps telling me it is, and we're being lied to, and at some point, that leads to the question, what do we do about it? Now, again, I see as the best possible outcome a Soviet Union-style collapse of the central government. There's going to be a minimum of bloodshed with that. I certainly do not support the idea of an armed revolution or any kind of a civil war in the streets, because the American people really aren't prepared for it yet, and they're up against a government that can botch pretty much everything, but they're really, really good at killing people. It's like George Carlin says, what do we do around the world? We bomb brown people. Why do we do it? Because we're really good at it. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates just now rejoining the network, and we're going to go right back to the telephones to Andrea in Oklahoma. Aloha, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael Rivera. I made my
Aloha.
I contributed to the station of $100 that I couldn't afford, but and with the last caller, we've got the people that tune in need to be awakened. So, they wouldn't be awakened if you're not there. My question is, because I don't know what bell or what light just went off, but the question is, do we have Israelis sitting in our Congress that are Israelis with that has chosen to get a dual citizenship?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Now,
as I mentioned the other day, the irony is that in Israel, the Knesset does not allow dual citizens. You're either Israeli or you're not in there. But here in the U.S., the dual citizens are allowed all over. And if you criticize that, you're called an anti-Semite.
Well, the thing is, what other countries allow other countries to sit in on their congresses?
I don't really have an answer for that, but I would imagine probably very few.
Okay, now, how can we put America first, second, and third if we have Israelis that are really only thinking about Israel and they're sitting in the U.S. Congress?
That is a problem. And when Trump was elected, a lot of us were thinking we might see the beginning of the weakening of Israel's influence. And unfortunately, he has proven quite the opposite, that he is as much under the control of Israel as anybody else in the government.
Now, since you are somewhat, I don't know that you claim, you've said you are some Jewish there.
I have Jewish ancestry. Rivero is a Sephardic name, but I'm okay. I don't have a religion.
Because 35 countries, if you say anything, I mean, because I was fired from my job back in 2016, October the 12th, because I was talking about 9/11 and Larry Silverstein and what really happened there, and I was fired because I was called an anti-Semite, and I don't know what's going on, but nobody, I haven't got a job since. So my $100 contribution means a lot to me. But anyhow, getting back to this, with people that are, they have two different things that they have as a religion. The Talmud goes right in, I mean, it has all those really odd things about being lustful and having sex with children as young as 2 years old, and that they won't remember it. How can we, you know, how can we throw these Israelis out? Because that's exactly what Hitler did to bring the bread that was $1 million back down to normal. He got rid of the Jewish people in the banking system there, and then that's when they declared war on Germany. How could we avoid having war with these Israelis that are sitting in our Congress making laws? How can we do that without them coming down? And as you said, I think once, they have the right to push the button, the big one, the bomb.
Congress doesn't have that right. The deployment of nuclear weapons is under national command authority, and that's basically a very small select group who've got the code numbers to execute a launch. And they can launch following an attack. If they're going to launch the attack first, then they have what they call the two-man rule. And I remember one of Hillary's campaign claims during last year's election season was that Donald Trump, if he was elected president, could just start a nuclear war all by himself. And that is not true. Absent an actual strike on the U.S. itself, Donald Trump cannot order a nuclear strike. He would have to have one other person from National Command Authority agree with him.
Okay, the Donald Trump that ran for president could get up there, and he made sense to the whole United States for enough of us to vote him in because we believed in him.
We didn't get the Donald Trump we voted for. Anyway, Andrea, we got to do a commercial break. Thank you for your donation. It means as much to us as it does to you. And I hope you're able to find a job real soon. We'll be back after these few words.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're going to take a little stroll into political correctness fantasy land. And it's becoming silly. In fact, it's becoming a caricature of itself, which is usually the signal that the whole issue is about to just flame out. Because the way the PC people keep themselves in the eyes of the public is to keep coming up with more and more extreme things, until finally everybody just says, this is nonsense. This is the shark. And here's a good one. Over at University College London, administrators were forced to apologize after a Dreaming of a White Campus tweet was deemed racist by the Snowflake students. Now, the tweet had been intended to let students know the campus was still open, while some parts of Britain remained covered by 13 inches of snow. And the tweet simply said, "Dreaming of a white campus, our campuses will be open and operating fully Monday, the 11th of December, so please make your way in as planned." And this was responded to with a tweet that says, "You know who else dreamt of a white campus? Hitler. That's who. It's disgusting." And apparently, uh, They added, if anyone doesn't understand why the comment is offensive, they should look into the history of the oppression of people of color. All right. Well, I hate to be the one to break this to you. Snow is white. If the snow isn't white, it means somebody's been peeing into it. But that's another matter entirely. Snow is white. Nobody went on out and said, we're going to make the snow white to make it offensive to anybody. Snow is snow is snow is snow. And it really is getting ridiculous. Do you think they're going to be able to change the color of the snow? If you don't like the color of the snow, go on out and get some paint or something. But, I mean, talk about absolute ridiculous. And as I said in the first hour of the show, have you noticed these snowflakes? They're so bent out of shape at anything they find offensive, and yet they don't hesitate to dish back offensive language. It's a one-way system. You can't offend us. We're snowflakes. But we can certainly say nasty things about you because you're so offensive. Calling them Hitler, for example. All right, so let's talk about human-caused global warming, knowing that Britain is under 13 inches of snow. And earlier this year, the global warming cult came on out saying there'd been a dramatic increase in the sea level of the Indian Ocean. Sorry, I had a little cough there. But a new study came on out, looked at the raw data, and found no increase in sea level, and basically said that these global warming activists' interpretation of the data was based on adjustments that seem completely arbitrary. They're still rigging the data. Now, because of the hard winter and because of that one major pipeline that is closed for repairs in the North Sea, Britain is going to ignore the sanctions against Russia, and basically they're going to approach Russia about oil and gas. And apparently a deal has been struck for a shipment of gas, liquefied natural gas, by the end of December. 170,000 cubic meters of liquefied natural gas carried by the Christophe de Margerie ice-class tanker, which is the first vessel of the Novatek-operated Yamal project in the Arctic, has been bought by a British energy company, and it's now heading to the Isle of Grain terminal in the UK. Now, that ice-class ship, back when everybody thought that the world really was warming and the Arctic really was shrinking, Russia invested in a fleet of cargo ships and tanker ships able to get through thin ice. That's what they mean by ice class. And they're all ready to go. They're all ready to go. Now, as we've mentioned earlier in the show a couple of times now, the FCC voted to repeal the Obama internet rules guaranteeing equal treatment by ISPs for all their customers. And the repeal of the rules passed on a party line vote, 3-2. At one point, they had to leave the room. There were protesters outside, and apparently somebody phoned in a bomb threat, which turned out to be fake. But there was a lot of hostility on this issue, because despite the FCC chairman's comments about how this was going to restore the internet to entrepreneurs and users and customers and take it out of the hands of those politicians, in reality, it is a giveaway to the major ISP companies so that they can prioritize traffic based on their own financial or political interests. And so this is a disaster for ordinary people. They're going to turn the internet into just another corporate-controlled content delivery platform. We'll be back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 $4 gas, 3 failed automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and a Fear Mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I was just watching the news feed. Fox is reporting on the FCC's decision to end net neutrality. The FCC is saying we're returning to the rules under which the internet flourished prior to 2015. But even Fox News is saying what it really means is the big internet service companies like AT&T, Spectrum, and so forth now are free to throttle offerings from rival internet service companies. So in other words, what is going to happen is it's going to turn into like your cable TV company, where you're signed up for cable TV. All you can watch is what the cable TV company is programming. And if there's a movie out there you want to see that's on somebody else's system, you can't get at it. And that's what's going to happen here to the internet. So all in all, I think it was a very bad idea. I support the common carrier concept. And it should have applied here. It did apply here originally. Now then, article coming out of the Daily Bell talking about how online deception is not about the Russians. Remember, we reported yesterday that after all the screaming about how Russia influenced the Brexit vote, they found a total of something like 70 cents worth of ads that were seen by maybe 200 people. Okay. But this article is basically talking about online deception is the province of government. And the government have paid agents as trolls online to divide and confuse, to hurl insults, to plant ridiculously silly stories, to try and discredit the internet as a reliable source of information. They're still out there pushing this flat earth nonsense. And that's all it really is. And they're trying to make it look like people who are on the internet are actually believing that the earth is flat. That's how desperate that they are getting, along with claims that the Apollo landings were faked and who knows what all else nonsense they're coming up with. But when you're online, or for that matter, even some of the callers into this show who are insulting or who are trying to say things that are provocative, they're working for these propaganda operations. So you have to keep an eye out for that. Not everybody that you meet on the internet is a good person. Some of them work for the government. Now, once again, consumer rights groups are sounding a warning over some of these internet-linked toys that are out there with built-in webcams, and warning that in many cases, hackers are able to seize control of these toys and tap into the video streams and microphones. And the problem appears to be that these Wi-Fi and Bluetooth-enabled toys are vulnerable to attack because they have their own hotspot with no security or privacy settings. Now, your phone, your laptop, tablets, your router, they have options where you can set a password for the user to secure their device. The toys don't, leaving them vulnerable to anybody who wants to log in remotely, turning them into a pedophile spy cam, for example. The toys tested were the Q50 Smart Tracking Watch, Mass Effect Andromeda Nomad ND1 RC car, the Sky Viper V2400 high-def streaming drone, the Air Hogs FPV high-speed race car, Cognitoy's Dino, and the Star Wars BB-8 droid. So you've got to be very, very careful about how and where your children are going to use these devices. And it's not just children who have to worry, because consumer watchdog is out there saying that personal digital assistants are going to be spying on you as well. And the two they're talking about are Amazon's Echo and Google Home, which are two of the biggest sellers this holiday season. But Consumer Watchdog is warning the public after obtaining documents that reveal the company's future plans. And apparently, Consumer Watchdog revealed they had obtained patent applications for the Amazon Echo and Google Home, which reveal the company's plan to keep tabs on you and your kids and sell the information about you to advertisers. Because these devices are listening all the time. They'll respond when you call their name, but they're listening all the time in order to hear their name. And apparently they're collecting this information. What you talk about near these devices, or what your children talk about near these devices, is being copied on off and sent off to the computers, ostensibly to be sold to marketing companies, advertisers. But along the way, you have to presume that the government will also be tapping into that feed as well. Because once that digital signal is outside your home, legally, you're not considered to have a right to privacy. It's carrying forward on the idea of cordless telephones. Before the advent of cellular telephones, there were telephones in your home that were cordless. And by the way, I notice more and more that home phones are being provided with cordless headsets, which are convenient. You can walk around. But the reality is that you don't have a right to privacy. The courts have ruled. If you're on a cordless telephone and that radio signal is escaping your property, it can be intercepted and used for evidence without a warrant. So just something to keep in mind. All right, let's grab ourselves a phone call. Tom in Florida, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Tom, are you there? Tom, I'm not hearing Tom. All right, so let's go back to the news here then. Apparently, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, well, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, I'm glad you brought up the net neutrality, because that's one of the reasons I was going to call you, find out what you think about it. I'm glad you straightened me out on that, because I really didn't know too much about it other than what you had just said about net neutrality, so I'm glad you kind of straightened that out. The reason I am calling you, though, other than that, is the fact of the matter. I was watching TV here in South Florida, and they're having this thing now with this TPS for all these different groups who are like Haitians and all that. And they got all these Hispanics speaking in Spanish that, you know, they don't want him to go back. They all want Trump to leave all these people here now that their country's just straightened out and Trump wants to get rid of it. They don't want to go back. The same like what's going to happen with DACA, Michael. They're not going back. They're going to probably let all these people eventually be voters in the next 2-3 years. They're going to be voting. They're going to be voting Democrat. It's all a ploy. It's all a conspiracy. And by the way, Michael, one more thing I want to bring up to you, and then I'll let you go. I got a few things, but the Matt Drudge, what do you think about Matt Drudge, Michael?
Well, I don't pay all that much attention to him. When I was first starting out as a blogger back in the days of Vince Foster, I was a regular contributor and we were friends. And then, unfortunately, we sort of crossed purposes when I was looking at that FBI cover-up of Vince Foster's murder, and I found the evidence that they had fraudulently manufactured the testimony of Lisa Foster, claiming that she recognized the gun found with the body. And in the FBI's own paperwork, I discovered they had substituted guns. They'd switched guns in order to get Lisa Foster to say, I recognize that gun. And that went on to become part of the official story. And I tried to share that with Matt Drudge, and he wouldn't touch the story. And instead, he went with this other story about how Stephanopoulos was abusing his wife. Stephanopoulos sued him, and that made Matt Drudge a household name across America. He even got a TV show out of it, and Stephanopoulos down the road simply dropped the lawsuit. So basically, it looked like it was a ploy for publicity, but Drudge wouldn't touch the story about the silver black gun, even though it's backed up by the official FBI paperwork. So I know he puts out a lot of good stuff there, but what he's putting on out is available at a lot of other websites, including my own. So I tend not to pay a lot of attention to him.
Well, I agree with you, Michael. And I got to say this, during the election of Moore and Jones, that night, Drudge report, he had like a rebel flag on there on his site. It was like, I guess it was a state of Alabama flag or whatever it was. But he was trying to make it like a Confederacy. And then all the way up till like the last 5 minutes of what he called that election, he has Moore winning. And then if you look at it, then I turned my phone off, and I turned it back on 5 minutes to see his thing, just to see what was going on. And then all of a sudden it says, Jones wins Alabama. And I'm like,
yes.
This guy played this like a fiddle. He was pumping everybody into watching his little election night result. And eventually, it was like a big plan that was already planned out. It was just amazing to me. And I've heard other stories about Drudge. He's very wishy-washy. So you straightened me out on that now, too. So, and one more thing, Michael, about immigration. I really want to know, in your opinion, are they going to start rounding up some of these mayors that are out in these sanctuary cities and arrest them? You said, I guess, one night. What do you really think about that?
It doesn't seem to be happening. It should have happened long before now under Title VIII. And again, I'm very disappointed in Donald Trump. We did not get the Donald Trump we thought we were voting into office. And it's very frustrating, election after election after election. We'll vote for a candidate who's promising a change, and yet the core policies of the U.S. government remain completely unchanged. More war, more poverty for the people, more immigration, more refugees, more decline of our infrastructure. Nothing has really changed. And so I'm very disappointed in Donald Trump.
Well, I'm starting to feel you on that, Michael, and I hear that too. But I just got to say this. I saw this congressman here from Florida, Matt Geyes, and he's talking. He's going to have a pretty strong bill out there with this sanctuary city. He's going to be co-sponsored, I guess, with that guy from Indiana. I can't remember his name right now. But they're going to have a bill out, and it's going to be pretty powerful. That's what I'm reading, when I'm hearing him, they're getting ready to do here in January with this bill, because now they're going to shut the government down. And I don't know, this Rubio, little shorthand Rubio, I think he might stab the Republicans in the back again, just like McLean, Ray McCain did with the Obamacare. So we'll see. I don't even know if this tax thing is going to get passed on. Who knows? Who cares? I guess in a way, but I do care. But I'm fed up. But I'm looking at a little what's going on in with DACA. They're gonna give them these people DACA. You watch, Michael. It's all sellout.
Well, absolutely. The Democrats are fully on board with bringing in all these immigrants and refugees and making them citizens and making them Democratic voters. And maybe they don't even have to be citizens. We know that a lot of illegals did vote in last year's elections in the millions. And that's enough to swing an election. So, I mean, absolutely. The system is broken. The entire government, our entire system of government is broken. It's under the control of a few very powerful individuals who are running roughshod not only over the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, but the American people and the people in all these countries that are being invaded and drone struck and bombed.
Absolutely. And I tell you, Michael, you know what? You're going to see in the next 10 years, you're going to see Spanish probably as official language of the United States because they're going to be so powerful. And you know, there's of all the ethnic groups that ever came to this country, German, I think Germans are the most populous that ever came here. They don't allow the Germans to speak German in their household. You don't see 24 hours of newscasting in German. You don't see none of these high schools teaching their kids to speak German. But boy, do they teach them all over Florida and Texas and California to speak Spanish. It's amazing to me. That is just a total amazement. And the biggest ethnic group in this country are German Americans. Believe it or not, people came out of Germany. Unbelievable.
Yes.
And they're producing.
Yep.
They're producing. But who's allowed this is beyond belief what the kind of conspiracy this turned out to be. That is a big conspiracy, Michael. But, you know, it's just unbelievable what's happened in the United States with immigration. They're not bringing the best and the brightest. They're bringing a bunch of no skilled. I mean, it's unbelievable what's happened in the United States. And that berserk will
get
in the can right there.
I agree. We're not getting the best people from those source countries. We're getting the worst. And I'm sure these other countries are perfectly happy to get rid of these people and send them over to the United States of America. When there was that brief period where the U.S. decided to allow Cubans to migrate to the United States, Castro went down to the prisons, put them all on boats and said, go 90 miles that way. And that's one of the reasons why Florida is such a horrible crime problem following that.
Michael, I witnessed the whole thing. I was here in the 80s. I saw what happened the day in Broward County. It was horrific. The crime, we had 2,300 murders in 1 year in 83. You can archive it. You can archive that up. In 1983, there's 2,300 murders in South Florida. It was off the chart. And there were so many robberies, crime. They made Scarface, but that was a fictional bunch of crap. But it was that ruthless. I mean, it was insane. I mean, it was insane what was going on in South Florida during that time. And Castro, absolutely, you're right. He dumped his criminals. He flooded this place with 68,000 criminals were released out of Cuba at that time.
Yes.
I believe a lot of them went to Mississippi. They were catching them. They'd ship them over to Mississippi and all those prisons over there on the Gulf Coast over there. It was just horrific what was going on for like a five-year period. It was unbelievable. And, like, again, we don't have no immigration policies. It's all went nuts since 1965. And nobody wants to address it. Even Trump, like you said, he's turning a blind eye to it. Crazy. Nuts.
All he's done so far is build up demonstration test platforms of a couple of wall designs. And what he should have done was laid down the law to all these mayors and governors of these sanctuary cities and sanctuary states and said, you're violating Title VIII. And
right. The
amount of jail time, if you look at every single sheltered illegal immigrant, as a count, and you look at the jail penalty per count, you're looking at life sentences for these guys.
Well, yeah, Michael, and one more thing I want maybe you to read. I researched this. I don't know if it's really true, but I've seen it on a couple of websites. I knew it was Patriot, but I can't remember. There's over 100,000 illegal gang members in Los Angeles alone. L.A.'s got 100,000
yes.
gang members. If that's true, that's more than a battalion. That's bigger than a battalion they got in a National Guard over there.
Well, MS-13 is one of the most violent gangs out there, and they're flooding into the United States right now.
It's horrific. And not only talking about the gang problem in Chicago and all these cities, it's nothing. I mean, I don't know what Trump is doing. I agree. Why don't he? Okay, look, you guys are going to be arrested. You sanctuary mayors. You, Governor Brown, you're going to get arrested. You're breaking Title 8, you're gone. You're going to jail. And, the day I see that, I can turn the news on and see that, I won't believe anything this government tells me until I see that happen. Because to me, it's all a big scam. Well, and you talk about Wiener, this guy Wiener and Uma Abedin. Nothing happened to them.
Yes.
You Lois Lerner, nothing happened to her. Here she's going after hundreds of thousands of patriots whose families have been, like I said, I told you the other night, this Lois Lerner, she pleads the fifth. She should be in prison. They should lock her up and throw the key away. Well, she's done the patriot movement with the IRS. That was insane. Sanity. And yeah,
it was.
Yes,
and we were all hoping that Trump meant it when he said draining the swamp, but unfortunately, he's hired most of the alligators to be his White House staff. Tom, we're going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program today after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today, and we're going to take another phone call. Andy in Texas. Aloha, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike.
Hey, no, I'm sure you know who Josh Tolley is, right?
I've heard the name, yes.
Yeah, he's from the GCN network. He's on 9 to 11. Anyway, he's been talking about something that NASA's aware of, that there's some sort of phenomenon in the sky right now that they're actually speculating might be some sort of spaceship. He's even gone as far as to say that they have reports from NASA of some sort that perhaps the ship is tootling around in the universe here with like an engine is broke or something. So have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, it was discovered to be some kind of an asteroid or object right here at the observatories in Hawaii, and that's why it's named Oumuamua, which means messenger. Its official name is A2017UI, and the reason it's attracted attention is because it's extremely elongated. Most asteroid objects tend to be more or less spherical. This one is very long and thin. It's like a 10-to-1 ratio. And from its speed and trajectory, it's obvious that it came from outside the solar system and it's headed on its way back out. But everyone was saying, well, this object can't exist naturally. It must be an alien spaceship. And everybody's sort of caught up with it. And it's been given star power because Stephen Hawking is now out there saying it could be some kind of an alien probe. Personally, I would prefer to wait until a lot more data was collected on it. But again, we know that there are going to be alien civilizations out there, and someday something may be coming through. As I've said before, I can't imagine what they would find of interest on our planet to bother stopping and looking at us. But again, they don't have any clear images of it. They've simply inferred its dimensions and its axis of rotation photometrically. So I think the one thing we can safely say that we know is that we don't really know, but it's fun to speculate. And I'm sure that if Arthur C. Clarke was still with us, he'd be jumping for joy, because I imagine sales of his book, Rendezvous with Rama, are going to take off, because that was the storyline of that book. Alien probe that comes through our solar system and is heading on out the other side.
Hey, you know, Mike, what's really funny is that you're right. What would an alien life form want to come here for? All they have to do is monitor us for a second, and next thing they know, they just these people are living a useless life. You guys are just going in circles here. Endless wars. Yeah,
well,
right.
It's like
you're
I've said
right.
before. When you drive down the highway, do you stop at every anthill that you pass? And the answer is no. You don't really have all that much concern with the ants. You're just trying to get down to the supermarket or whatever. There's the music. Andy, I got to let you go. We're at the end of the program. I apologize to our remaining caller. We weren't able to fit you in today here. So please stay tuned to the John Steadmiller program. He's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. And I ask all of you to please share what you learn here with your social media, with your email, with your friends. We're in a fight to get the truth out there against this tsunami of lies. And we need your help. And also thanks to everybody who's been donating to Republic Broadcasting. I understand that some of you are chipping on in, and we need the rest of you to do that and help us fill up the stockings, Christmas stockings, of our overworked and underpaid technical staff. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in two NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Common Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.